We are learning Maseches Bava Basra, Daf Mem Aleph Amud Beis, and we are starting on the bottom of the Mem Aleph Amud Aleph. Rav Kahana Shokal Bitko Ba'aron. Rav Kahana had the same story. There was a flood in his property. It washed everything away, including the wall. Also, Hoda Gud Ba'aron, the light of day, he put up a new wall, Rav Kahana, and it wasn't his property. It was in the neighbor's property. So Rav Kahana wasn't sure. We weren't sure about this, but he could bring Edom. And he put into his friend's property according to his neighbor. On top of him, on the base, also came the Rav Yehuda. They came in front of Rav Yehuda, and they brought Edom. The neighbor brought Edom. Also, I see Trey Sahadi. He brought two Edom. One said, Chad Omer Tarti Yotzi Ice Oil, that he went into my property two rows. The Chad Omer Tlas Yotzi Ice Oil, the other Ed said, three rows he went in. So we have two Edom, they're not saying the same exact thing. But to have Bechlav Masayim Manu, at least two rows are clearly in the guy's property, but they're not saying the same Edus. So what's the halacha? Amalei, it's Rav Yehuda Paskin, Zil Ahad, go give it back. Zil Slim, we have lost in there. Give it back. Tarat Vigay Klaus, two rows out of three, give it back. So Rav Kahana says to Rav Yehuda, Amalei, come on, who's that like? Like Rav Shimon ben Elazar? You're going like Rav Shimon ben Elazar? We'll see what Rav Shimon ben Elazar is. Rav Shimon was saying, you're saying like Rav Shimon ben Elazar coined the Beis Hillel, the time within the Braisa. Oh, Rav Shimon ben Elazar. Lo'nechiku Beis Shammai Beis Hillel, al-shtei ki te'edim. Beis Shammai Beis Hillel do not argue when it comes to two ki te'edim, two peers of Edim. Sha'achas oimeres mono. One says you owe $100. Va'achas oimeres mesayim. The other group of Edim, the other peer of Edim says 200. So there, each Edim is a full Edis. Sh'yesh b'chal mesayim mono. V'shor chayev mono. That's partial. COVID is. So they're saying the exact same time. That's the only problem. They're saying exact. Says in the Rashbam, it was exact time, exact same hours and makom. So here on this one loan, once is 100, once is 200. So there, since each Edom is a kosher, a peer of Edom, so you at least pay 100. Shiyash baklal masayim on. That's not a machlekes. What is the machlekes with Shammai itself? According to Shimon Elazar, Amanech kuakat achas she echad imer mono. One says a mono, and one says 200. This is one peer of Edom. One eight says 100, and one eight says 200. So Beishami Eimrim Nechleka Edusam. Beishami says that it's not a good Edus because they don't have a peer Edus saying the same thing. There's at least high of 100. So according to Rav Shimon Laza, according to Beis Hillel, so then you would get two out of three rows. But Rav Kahana says, Amalei, it's all part of Rav Kahana's time. Amalei, I'm a Messina Lachigartha. I'll bring you a letter from my Rava, from Eretz Yisrael. The Ein Halach Kav Shem Elazar, and Pasuk Kav Shem Elazar. And how do we Paskin? We Paskin that it's just a case, the Kuli Alma is not a good Edus. And the Machlaikas is by two Kite Edom. I have a different way of learning the Machlaikas by Hillel and by Shammai. And they all agree that nechleka edusam. So how could you make me give back two rows? We don't have a peer edim saying anything the same. That's what Rav Kahana told Rav Yehuda. Amalei, so Rav Yehuda answered to Rav Kahana, l'chi teisi. If you bring taka a letter, then you'll be right. But right now, we don't have a letter, and therefore, we pass like that. And the Rashbam says, Rav Yehuda kaimelajkein nasa adin. That's what we pass in Lamaisa, that you will get two out of the three rows, and like Rav Yehuda Paskin, that the coin of Shimon Elazar, Beis Hillel holds, Chakais, will be a good Edus. Ahu Gavron, the Dor B'Kashto Ba'al Yosa. Kashto is a place. There was this fellow living in the second floor in Kashto, Arba Shani, 4 years he's living here already. Also Mori DeBeise, the Mori Kama came. Ashche found him in the upstairs, only my boy's by our base. What are you doing in the house? I bought it from this fellow, from Reuven, who bought it from you. Also, the child is called a chazaka. On one hand, he has a chazaka. He's here for more than 3 years, he's here 4 years. On the other hand, he doesn't say he bought it. He bought it from Reuven. And the guy says, Reuven, I bought it from me. So also, Amalei, he is l'cha sadi. The darba, iu, the zavavnei, vafilu chad yoima, akim aviyade. If you could bring Edis, that the guy you bought it from, Reuven, was there even one day, then that's enough. The is chasadi, the dar ba'il, that Reuven lived there, the zamim now, that you bought from him, I feel was there one day, why? Because then, it's a reglion with over to your taina. V'loy loy. But if you're never there, then we don't. Then it's not a good time anymore. He bought it from him. Who's he? Who's Reuven? Reuven's no one. But if Reuven lived there one day, so then we'll taina for him that Reuven bought it from the owner. But if you don't know he lived there even one day, then your taina doesn't help. You have a chazaka. That's good. You have to have some kind of taina. Stop saying you bought it from Reuven. You bought the Brooklyn Bridge from Reuven. It's not going to be help. It has to be that Reuven was there at least one day. That's what Rabbi Chiya's psak was. Now Rav was Rabbi Chiya's nephew. Omar Rav, havi yasivna kamei de chavibi. I was sitting in front of my uncle Rabbi Chiya, va'amri lei, and I tainted to him, v'chi ein odom osu likach v'limkar b'layla. And is it not possible? That Reuven really owned it, and he only owned it for a night, and no one ever saw him living there because he flipped it right away. He offered a very good deal the minute he bought it, and he flipped it that night. So why do you have to make sure someone lives there? Is it possible without that? Why can you say turn anyone out that? Lemaisa, where's the answer? Is Taina. V'chazita l'daite. And Lemaisa, I saw that Rabbi Chiya holds that Iomale kamoi didi zovna minoch mehemet. I saw that he holds that case, if you don't have Adam, he's there one day, does not work. He's moida in a case that the guy who's sitting in the machzik now says, I saw Reuven buy it from you, then that's a good taina. The chazit odaita, omale kamoi didi zav no minoch, I saw Reuven buying from you, then mehemen, you believed. Migu di boyi omale anozim de minoch, because he could have said, I bought it from you. Now, as we spoke out before, in a different Gemara, same context, that you don't really need a migu here. Once he claims that I saw Reuven buying from you, that's called a chazaka sheshimetan. He has a chazaka. You don't really need the migu. And the way the Ksois explains is that the Kirega as well, that the migu it's a migu's lav davko. What it means is kishem that you believe with the migu, and you believe to say zavna minach. Here also you believe the same thing. It's the same idea. Not the same. You believe when you say I bought it. I can also say that guy bought it from you. It's a chazaka shematayna. Migu doesn't mean the real migu. It means migu that works. This works also, but not mekayach the migu. It's a mekayach the chazaka shiyashi ima taina. So Rav Chiya holds that in the case of he didn't have, he wasn't there for a day, it doesn't work. But if you claim that I saw Reuven buying it, that's enough. So the Gemara, Amar Rava, Kavos Rechim Estabra. Have a riot to Rechia, Diktani. It says in our Mishnah, Abba Mishum Yerusha, Ein Tzarech Taina. Someone who claims that he had Yerusha and he's here because he's Yerusha from his father, Ein Tzarech Taina. It's Mashma, it doesn't say Ein Tzarech Klum, it says Ein Tzarech Taina. Taina hu Deloi Baya, doesn't need a Taina. Baharia Baya. We do need Eidus that the father was there at least one day. So bring a riot to Rechia that if you don't know how it got to your hands, at least, as you're saying, I just got it from Yenna, from Reuven. So, you have to at least know he was there for one day. In sort of Taina, but you have to know at least he was there one day. That's what you have to know. Taina, like, boy, a Ria, boy, you have to know he was there for one day. So that says, it's a Raya from our Mishnah. So, Gemara says two dichuyim on this Raya. Dichu number one. No, in sort of Taina means, he doesn't need anything. How do you know what Yitayichigona means? Maybe Ein Tzarech Taina means he needs nothing. You know, that's what it means. Maybe that's what it means. Like the Rashbam says, V'achkamar, Habam Shem Rush Ein Tzarech Shum Taina Ba'olam El Azu Bevad, only this alone, Ma'ovi Ani Yarsha. Avaloi Eidid Yerushim Echad, Avaloi Taina Smechiru Ma'atana. You don't need anything. Maybe that's what it means. And Rebbe Seima, another way to Matchel Raya is that even if you say by Yerusha Taka you need Raya, that he was there one day, but maybe lekech is even better. But you say mashani lekech leshodi zuzi b'kdi. A person doesn't throw out his money for nothing, and we could assume that this guy who bought it and is here for 4 years, if he bought it from Reuven, he obviously checked, did a title search, he knew Reuven owned it, and therefore it would be enough that he bought it, and you don't have to be a raya was there for one day. So even if you tell me Yerusha has to be a raya was there one day, the father, maybe lekech is better. It doesn't have to be a raya because it's a chazaka. A guy doesn't throw his money out. John Miraya, Rav Chiya said a chiddush. Even here 4 years, and I'm saying exactly where I got it from. I bought it from Reuven. Rav Chiya says we have been aidus that Reuven was there for one day. Okay, we were right from the Mishnah says by Yerusha ain't Tzarech Taina, but you have been right as far as there one day. So first dichu was never said that in the Mishnah. Second, then it did say that. Mishnah says you have to have right as far as there one day, but maybe after Yerusha you need as far as there one day. But by the keach not. Why? Because a keach does not throw out his money b'chti. And boy Elohu. Niraboy Mai. The shah is like this. If in a case we need a fear of Chiyah, you need an Adam that the guy was there, right? So we pass him a fear of Chiyah. Let's say he actually did not live there, but there's edus that Reuven was measuring the field. He was walking around the property, surveying the property. Is that enough? Man, Omar by he, yeah, he's surveying the property. That means he owns it. Rav Amar, over inish the sire are v'lo yizavin. It's very normal for someone to survey a property and not buy it, and therefore it might have just been checking it out, and might just been window shopping. And who said he bought it? Therefore, it would not be enough of a raya to say that he's there one day, and that's the machlekes by Rav. Rav is saying no, it's not enough of a raya to be there one day just because he walked the length and width of the property.